Lord, we want to thank you that we can pray.
主啊，我们要感谢您呢，我们可以祷告。
And we've been reading this morning about the man who said, I've got leprosy, would you heal me? And the other man who said, my servant is sick, can you heal him? And Lord, you answered those prayers. We pray that you'll continue to answer our prayers too.
所以主啊，我们今天早晨呢读到了这样的故事，就是一个人呢他有大麻风，他说呢能不能治愈我，然后另外一个呢就百夫长的一个士兵生病了，他说能不能治愈我们的士兵，但是呢就是您呢听到他们的祷告，所以我们祷告呢您也会听我们的祷告。
And now Sandy's daughter is ready or having his piano exam today. We pray that you will encourage her and help her.
所以主要现在三弟的女儿呢，她现在参加一个钢琴考试，所以我们祈求您呢就鼓励她，帮助她。
I guess we would pray, Lord, that you'll help her in such a way that she will say it was God who helped me.
所以我们祈求呢您呢帮助她，以这样的一个方式，这个让她知道呢是神在帮助我。
And we thank you for Sandy and her daughter very often here with us. We pray, Lord, the blessing of God upon them.
所以主啊，我们感谢呢，三弟和他女儿呢，通常呢来到我们这里，我们祈求呢神的赐福呢降临在他们身上。
We pray, Lord, that each of them will boldly acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Savior and seek His blessing in their lives.
所以我们祷告呢，就是他们两个呢都会那个大胆的承认主耶稣基督呢是他们的救主，这样呢神的赐福会在他们的人生里。
And we pray that you'll help us in this coming meeting as well.
所以我们也祷告您呢，在我们将要接下来这个会议也帮助我们。
We pray and offer our thanks in Jesus' name.
我们祷告并献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, let's do a little singing. The Savior above in wonderful love came down to this world to die.
因为我们在那唱这个，在天上救主带着奇妙的爱来到这个世界为我们而死。并没有唱过，但是这一篇呢，就是在我的父的家里没有痛苦。
Would you like to live in the Father's house?
你愿意住在父的房子里吗
？He lives in heaven.
他住在天堂。
It's a big house.
是个大房子。
All right, we're going to sing all about the Father's house. You'll learn the piece as we go. Many verses.Follow the logic. It's wonderful logic. Here we go.
所以我们要呢唱一节节唱，你会在学到很多关于父亲的房子的这样的一个地方。然后呢，这个其实有里面很多逻辑是很容易去跟随的。
Yeah.
how to my Father's house. Lord Jesus is the way to my Father's house, where there's joy, joy all the time. The saints are filled and found in my Father's house, in my Father's house, in my Father's house. The saints are filled and
just a different kind of a message this morning, but I was thinking to myself, I look around the group here. You know what I see when I look around?
所以这个里面今天的这个信息呢，有一点点不一样，就是说这非常好。我今天呢看到这个房子里的周围一看，你知道我看到什么了吗？
I see a lot of women.
看到了很多的妇女。
That's pretty nice.
这个非常好。
Did you know that God loves women? He likes men too, but God loves women. So I thought maybe today I'd see what we learn about women, stories of a few women in the gospel.
因为我想着今天呢，我们要来考虑一下，学习一下，就是几个在圣经里的妇女。
And we don't have time to go into detail at all today, but I'm going to give you a bit of an overview.
因为我们今天没有时间呢，就是讲所有细节，但是我可以给你们一个大纲。
Follow me, Luke chapter 7.
你跟着我，路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
And verse 36. It says, then one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of fragrant oil.
看到那城里有个女人，是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，就拿着圣香膏的玉瓶。
And stood at his feet behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears, and wiped them with the hair of her head, and she kissed his feet, and anointed them with the fragrant oil.
站在耶稣背后，挨着他的脚哭，开始用眼泪洗耶稣的脚，用自己的头发擦干，又亲吻他的脚，并用香膏涂抹。So
what kind of a woman was that?
这是什么样的一个女人呢？
Well, she was a sinner woman. We don't know what kind of life she had. Pretty bad, I assume.
虽然她是一个罪人女人，我们呢不知道她到底是什么样的罪，但是呢她确实是一个非常坏的女人。
The Pharisee who owned the house, he knew she was a bad woman.
因为就是那个法利赛人呢，他这个房子的主人，他知道她是个坏女人。
But she came and loved the Lord Jesus. She anointed him with this fragrant oil, probably very expensive.
他呢来到的他家呢去膏主耶稣，但他用这样的香膏呢有可能非常的昂贵。
All right, John chapter 11, we're moving fast today. John chapter 11.
你今天翻得很快，约翰福音第十一章。
And we'll just take a look at verse number 1 and 2.
因为约翰福音第十一章呢，我们要看一两节经文。
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha.
这个约翰福音第十一章第一节说，有一个患病的人，名叫拉撒路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair. His brother was sick.
这个这玛利亚就是那用香膏抹主，又用头发擦他脚的患病的，是拉撒路，是他的兄弟。
So this woman is a similar woman.to the sinner woman we read about in Luke.
你这个女女人呢，她是就是说我们在那个路加福音里读到的同一个女人。
But she was an outstanding woman. We read a little bit about her here and there. She was a wonderful woman.
因为这个里面就是她是一个那杰出的女人，我们在这里那里读到她呢，就是她是个奇妙的女人。
She had a brother whose name was Lazarus.
他有个那个就是是兄弟名叫拉撒路。
But verse 1 would basically imply that she and her sister were more famous than her brother.
这个第一节告诉我们呢，他和他的姐姐呢就是 比那个拉撒路更有名气。
But she was very like the other woman.
跟他其他那个女人差不多。
Both of them anointed the Lord with oil and wiped it with her hair.
两个呢都是用的，就是说是用他们的头发呢，就是抹了主耶稣。
So what did we learn?
我们学到什么了？
The Lord Jesus loves bad women.
主耶稣都爱坏女人。
And the Lord Jesus loves a really good woman.
所以主耶稣也爱那些非常好的女人。
And I'm going to suggest he loves everyone in between.
所以我呢建议呢，他爱他们中间的所有的人。
Jesus loved and respected women.
所以呢，主耶稣是他爱并且尊重女人。
Back to Luke chapter 8.
我们回到路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
And we'll pick up verse 2.
我们从第二节开始。
Actually, we better pick up verse 1.
所以呢，实际上我们最好呢读第一节。
It came to pass afterward.That Jesus went through every city and village preaching and bringing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him.
过后，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，只讲宣讲神国的好信息，和他同去的有十二门徒。
So you remember now, Jesus was an itinerant preacher. He went from town to town to place to place.
因为你们大家记住，主耶稣基督他是个旅行的讲道者，他是从一个城镇到一个城镇，一个地方到一个地方。
And the 12 traveled with him.
那十二个呢和他一起旅行。
So when he went from place to place, how many men were there?
因为他从一个地方到另一个地方，有多少人在那里？
13.
十三个。
What would you do if you walked out onto the street, you saw 13 men coming?
因为如果你在街上走路看到十三个男人走过来，你会怎么办？
You see, that's strange.
这个有点奇怪。
But verse 2 goes on and says, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom had come 7 demons, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna,and many others who provided for him from their substance.
第二节第三节，第二节说还有被邪灵所附、被疾病所累已经治好的几个妇女，内有为抹大拉的玛利亚曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来，又有西伦管家苦萨的妻子约亚拿并苏萨拉和许多别的妇女都是用自己的财物服侍主。
So who all was in the entourage?
因为所有的人在谁在这个里面呢？
Well, Jesus and the 12 disciples, and these two or three named women, and then a lot of other women.
因为主耶稣基督和他的十二个门徒，还有这个提了名字的几个妇女，还有很多其他的妇女。
So what do we know about them? Verse 2, Many of them had been healed of evil spirits.
所以我们对他们了解多少呢？因为他们很多人呢是被那个邪灵治被邪灵附的治好了的。
One of them was Mary Magdalene, out of whom had come seven demons.
其中一个叫马大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。
I often think I wouldn't have wanted to meet Mary before she became a Christian.
我通常在想呢，就是在玛利亚呢，马大拉的玛利亚成为基督徒之前呢，我不想遇见她。
And who was with her? Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward.
谁和她在一起？那就是希律的管家苦撒的妻子约雅娜。
What do you know about Mary? Right down here.
你对玛利亚了解多少？她在这里。
And what do you know about Joanna?
你对那个约雅娜理解多少？
She was the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward. She was a political woman.Right at the top of society.
所以她是希律的管家苦撒的妻子，她是那样一个女的呢，在那个整个社区的高层里面。
Mary Magdalene had been at the bottom, and she trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior.
马大拉的玛利亚呢，她是在底层的，她相信主耶稣基督为她救主。
Joanna had been at the top, and she trusted the Lord Jesus as Savior.
约雅纳呢，她是在高层的，她也相信了主耶稣基督为她的救主。
And then Susanna was there as well.
苏珊娜也在那里。
And we don't know much detail about Susanna, but we do know that many others were there as well.
所以我们对苏珊娜的细节了解不多，但是我们知道有许多别的妇女也在那里。
And what did they do?
他们做什么事情？
Well, they provided for him from their substance.
都是用自己的财物服侍耶稣。
I'm not sure. Some of them might have had a little bit of money.
我不是很确定，有些人可能有点钱。
Some of them might have been good cooks.
所以有些人可能是好的厨子。
Some of them might have been friendly people and liked to speak to people as they were traveling along.
所以有些人呢都是非常友好的一些人呢，当他们跟他们一起旅行的时候呢，和周围的人讲话。
But it's interesting, they didn't just go, it wasn't just the disciples went, but the women went along too, not to usurp the position of the disciples, but they went along to help.
所以这个里面非常有意思，并不是说门徒们跟着主耶稣基督一起去，那些妇女呢也跟着他们一起去，他们跟着一起呢，在一路上呢去服侍他们。
How many women were there?
有多少妇女在那里呢？
Many.
很多。
That must have been a wonderful group. It's almost like a mobile church, isn't it?
所以这个里面呢，就是一个非常奇妙的一群人，是不是呢？就像一个移动的教会，是不是
？They all went together.
他们所有人都一起去。
And I just think they had a lot of happy times together. Probably had a lot of fellowship lunches together.
我认为他们呢，可能有一段非常美好的时光在一起，有可能呢，他们经常呢在一起聚餐。
Well, Let's turn to then to Matthew chapter 27.
我们大家翻到了马太福音的第二七章。
Matthew 27.
马太福音第二七章。
You remember that when the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, that there were some women who were watching at a distance, and they noticed the whole thing that was happening.
因为你们呢知道呢，主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死的时候呢，那个是有一群妇女呢，他们在远处看着。
Matthew 27, let's look at the end of the chapter, verse 55.
因为马太福音第二七章，让我们看看那个就是在这一章结尾的第五十五节。
It says, and many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him.Were there looking on from afar when Jesus was crucified?
有许多呢，就是说是妇女在那里远远的观看，他们就是从加利利跟随耶稣来服侍他的，当主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候。
Where did these women come from?
这些女人从哪里来的？
Well, mostly from Galilee.
大都是从加利利来的。
So they had traveled with the.Men, the disciples mostly from Galilee, and they had traveled probably a long way from Galilee to Jerusalem.
因为他们呢，就是说，门徒们和主一起来旅行，旅行他们从加利利来的，他们有可能呢，就是从加利利一路长途跋涉到耶路撒冷城。
So it would have been very interesting as they traveled.
因为他们旅行的时候呢，就是应该非常有意思。
Now, who were they? Verse 56.
所以第二十第五十六节说他们是谁呢
？Well, among them were Mary Magdalene.
所以中间有抹大拉的玛利亚。
And we read about her earlier. She's the woman out of whom were cast seven demons.
我们在前面呢就读到了关于她从她身上赶出了七个鬼。
And also there was another Mary. She was Mary, the mother of James and Joses.
另外呢也有另外一个玛利亚，她是雅各和约西的母亲。
And who were they?
他们是谁呢
？Who was she?
她是谁呢？
Probably she was the mother of these two. They probably were disciples or were close to the disciples. She was the mother and her sons traveled with her, or she traveled with her sons.
有可能就是说这两个呢是那个门徒中间的，或者说和门徒关系很近的，所以呢她是他们的母亲，所以当他们两个门徒呢就是说是跟他们一起旅行的时候呢，她也跟他们一起。
And the mother of Zebedee's sons was there as well.
因为西比泰儿子的母亲也在那里。
Who was Zebedee and who were his sons?
所以谁是西比泰，谁是他的儿子们呢
？Well, the sons were James and John.
他的儿子是雅各和约翰。
They were fishermen with Peter and Andrew, and when Peter and Andrew became disciples, they became disciples at the same time.
他们那是渔民，当那个彼得和那个安德鲁他们是渔民的时候呢，他和他们一起也是渔民。当彼得和安德鲁成为基督徒以后呢，他们两个也成了。
And their mother said, "We're going to follow as well." She said, "I'm going to follow. My sons are disciples. I'm going to follow that group, and I'll help. I'm going to minister to them."
因为他们的母亲说呢，我的两个儿子呢，他们呢跟着呢门徒们一起去，所以呢我也要跟着去。我要跟着去的时候，在路上呢，我要服侍他们。
And we're not told all the things that they did.
并没有被告知他们所做的一切的事情。
But they were typical mothers.
他们是很典型的母亲。
Those of you who are mothers, do you keep a list?Of everything you do for your children every day.
对你们这些做过母亲的人呢，你是不是会把所有的你为你的孩子们所做的事情都记录下来呢
？You get a notebook and five o'clock in the morning you start writing down all day. Seven o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, still writing down all the things you do every day.
因为你呢有一个笔记本，一个笔记本呢，你上面呢5点钟起来，早上5点起来，你把你对你的孩子们所做的事情呢都记下来，一直到晚上7点或者10点，你所做的一切事情都写在笔记本上了。
So you mothers raise your hand if you do that.
你们作为母亲的，如果你那么做，举手。
You say, of course not. I don't do. I'm a mother. I don't keep a record of everything I do. I just do it because I love my children and I know I should.
所以这个里面说，我当然不会那么做呢。我就是个母亲，母亲就做这一切呢，都是我的职责。那么说呢，我为我孩子们做的事情，是因为我爱他们，我觉得我应该那么做。
And these mothers didn't keep a list.
这些母亲呢，并没有列出事情来。
And their sons didn't keep a list.
他们的儿子们呢，也没列出来。
But God kept a list.
但是神呢，却把它列出来了。
Of all that they did.
所有他们所做的事情。
I just think that's wonderful. These mothers loved the work of God. They loved Jesus so much that they followed their sons into the service of God to help, to minister to them, just to do all the things that only mothers can do.
因为你们能感到这个非常的奇妙，因为这些母亲呢，他们就是爱他们的儿子们，而他们儿子他们就跟着他们的儿子，因为他们的儿子们呢在爱主耶稣，所以他跟着他们，他们跟着主耶稣旅行的时候，他也跟着去，跟着去呢，他去做一些母亲都会去做的事情，去服侍他们。
Well, those are just some of the mothers in the Bible, but I guess I was encouraged to read that, And I said, you know, they were a great blessing to the work of God in Jesus' day.
这个里面的这件事有几个呢，在圣经里记录下来，我亲身，因为我感到非常的受鼓励，因为呢，就是说是他们在主耶稣基督那个年代呢，他们呢做了很多伟大的事情。
Now some of you come from the very, very top.
你们有些人呢，从非常非常高阶来的。
And some of you come probably from the very, very bottom.
所以呢，你们有些人呢，有可能来自低层。
And most of you come from the confused middle.
所以你们大多数人呢，可能就是在中间的那一混合的那一部分。
And Jesus appreciates everyone.
所以主耶稣基督感谢每一个人。
What a privilege to serve Jesus.
所以我们去服侍主耶稣是一个多么大的荣幸呢？
What a privilege to be in his family.
所以我们在他的家里是一个多么大的荣幸呢？
To be part of our Father's house.
作为我们的父亲的房子里的一员。
Where there's joy, joy all the time.
在那里呢，喜乐，喜乐，喜乐，一直都有。
And to serve him quietly, unannounced, in an unassuming way, just to serve him quietly every day.
所以呢，就是安静的去服侍他，并没有说是发通知去服侍他，就是你只是每天呢安安静静的、平静的去服侍他。
So thank the Lord for your mothers as well as your fathers.
所以呢，感谢主，为了你们这些母亲们，同样呢，也为了父亲们。
And by the grace of God, keep on being a mother to the work of God.
那借着圣恩典呢，你们要一直呢做一个，就是说是，做神的工的母亲。
Lord, we want to thank you for these simple stories of simple women.
主要我们要感谢这些简单的故事和简单的女性。
Unsung.
就是还有儿子们。
Unlauded.
还有很多其他的人。
And yet, servants of the Lord, and one day they will not be unrewarded.
所以呢，就是还有很多其他的那些神的仆人，那么有一天呢，他们不会不得到赏赐。
Lord, may each of us say, I want to be a servant of Jesus too.
所以主要愿我们每个人说呢，我也要成为主耶稣基督的仆人。
I want to go to my Father's house, but when I get there, I want to live there.
我要去到我天父的家里，当我到那里的时候呢，我要住在那里。
Thanks, Lord, for our time together today, and just bless us over lunch and this afternoon. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以主，感谢呢，我们在一起的时间呢，就是在我们下午，在我们的午餐后，在我们下午的学习中呢，也曾经赐福给我们。我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell them about this.